Hello, my name is Alex, and you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I have a general question.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, sorry. So the question I have is, my parents are seasonal residents in Alabama. They're not from original, and they do not, the rest of the year they are out of state from Alabama. However, they are renting, and they rent for 4 consecutive months and pay utilities. Is that is there a possibility for them to be vaccinated in the state of Alabama? I understand that Florida, that would qualify them. And I haven't been able to find that information.
So you said they're not even here, as in the state of Alabama?
No. They moved to Alabama for 4 months, for the month of December, January, February, March. And they have resided for the last 12 years, those consecutive 4 months in Alabama. They rent down there. And so as rental residents, they're not full year residents, but they are 4 months out of the year residents. Are they eligible to receive the vaccination there? They are over 75, and they do have, like, for example, my mom has COPD. They do have the comorbidity category as well.
Okay, so they can pre-register here in Alabama at the vaccine line, and then they'll be contacted when an appointment becomes available. So
okay.
They can pre-register. Would you like that number?
Okay. Yes, that would be wonderful. And then I have a follow-up question, so I'll write that number down first. Go ahead, I'm ready.
855-566-5333.
Okay, and that's 5333. Okay, forgot 3. So pre-register. And then they are in Baldwin County, and looking online, Baldwin County currently isn't taking any appointments online, but it states to possibly that there's possibly a walk-in or walk-up or drive-up vaccination starting, I think, maybe next week. Do you have any information about that?
Unfortunately, I do not,
what's
ma'am.
Required? Okay, so maybe I just need to kind of look online again. And then, so this would be the pre-registration. Is there anything that you can guide me with that they may need to prepare themselves before they make that phone call, of what they need, or just...
They really just
ask
basic
general
information, because it's general information. It's just pre-registration. Any additional information, like regarding their health concerns or health issues or any of that,
sure,
you wouldn't even give any of that information to the registration line, because it's literally just registration. When the health department contacts
kind of
them.
Like getting, okay. Yep.
Yeah, so it's
okay.
Just like getting a foot in getting a foot in the door, so it's making the process faster. So that once
okay,
the health
getting
department.
Getting kind of on a wait list.
So yes,
getting on a wait list, and then figuring out where in the state you are, because I assume that if they get on this pre-registration list, they would be pre-registering to have that done within the county that they're located, for example?
Yes, and they would get all of that information from that vaccine line as well.
Okay, well, I will continue to pursue the walk-up, drive-up avenue that I saw, and I will call this number as well. Thank you so much for your time. You have a great day. Appreciate
it. You do the same, and if you need additional information, you may visit the adph.org or the cdc.gov website. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a great day, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.